愿大家平安。
May the peace with you.
1999年很快就会过去了。
The year of 1999, will be gone soon.
我们常常想一件事情，就是我们在今年到底我们在追求什么。
One thing that I always ponder is what we are pursuing for in the year of 1999.
过去四个月差不多300天呢、啊、我们这么多时间我们的目标在追求什么
In the past 10 months, what is our goal? What we are pursuing for?
我们要从圣经再来看人生真的值得追求的目标。
Therefore, we should refer to the Bible to find out what is the target or the goal that humans should pursue for during his lifetime.
请看诗篇的90篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇
Psalm 90
12节
Verse 12
诗篇的九十篇十二节
Psalm 90 verse 12
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子好叫我们得着智慧的心这是摩西的祷告
This is a prayer of Moses
圣经称他做神人
The Bible describes Moses as the man of God.
是一个灵性非常高的人。
He has a very high spirituality.
他在属世上也受的埃及最好的教育。
We'll see in the in Egypt he received the best education of his era.
说话行事都很有能力。
He is full of power in doing things.
这样的一个人，他的人生在追求什么？
Such a powerful man, what was he pursuing for during his life?
从十二节一直到十七节啊，摩西有很多的心愿要追求。
As we may read from verse 12 to 17, we can see Moses has a lot of wishes to be fulfilled.
那第一个摩西想要追求就是得着智慧的心。
And her first wish is to gain a heart of wisdom.
所以对这个神人灵性很高的人来讲，他发现人生第一件要事就是要求智慧。
As a man of God, what he feels that the most important thing that he should pursue for during his lifetime is a heart of wisdom.
所罗门当王，神允许他求一件事情。
When King Solomon, when Solomon became a king, the Lord granted him for one wish.
所罗门求智慧。
And he asked for wisdom.
神很高兴。
God was pleased.
赏赐他的智慧是以前没有，将来也没有这么有智慧。
Wisdom he had is nobody can ever compare with him.
连他所没有求的财富、长寿，神都给他。
Even long life and wealth were also given to him.
所以神喜欢人追求智慧。
Lord will indeed be pleased if a man has a heart to pursue for wisdom.
但是从所罗门的一生，我们就发现。如果所罗门这么有智慧，为什么他活着一辈子，他的结论会是虚空？
But we may try to look into deeper why such a wise man as Solomon he felt that life is in vanity.
以世俗的标准来讲，所罗门每一方面都是很有成就的。
From the secular point of view, Solomon was such a successful man.
他把王位掌管得很好。
He administered the country well.
所以他当王的时候是以色列百姓最强盛的一段时间。
When he was the sovereign, it was the most powerful time of the kingdom of the country of Israel.
所罗门有很多的钱财。
He was a very wealthy man.
有很大的享受。
He enjoyed such a luxury life.
所以从每一个层面来讲，所罗门都是很突出、很有成就。
From any phenomenon, we can see that Solomon was such a successful man.
但为什么这么有智慧的人？他对人生的结论是很消极的，是虚空。
Why his attitude towards human life is so negative?
所以，当我们回到圣经，发现说，哦，原来所罗门他得到的是世界上的智慧。
So if we study deeper, we realize that what the wisdom Solomon gained from was the worldly wisdom.
也就在世界上奋斗经营的这种智慧。
The wisdom he had is to administer his kingdom is more worldly.
所以把它放在一个很小的框框，几十年来看，所罗门很成功。
If you just take a very close look and try to isolate his entire lifetime, yes, he was a successful man.
但是把这个框框再放大一点。
If we try to enlarge,
放大一百年。
Perhaps for another 100 years.
放大到一千年，再来看所罗门这个几十年的生活。
And then we take a look of the several decades of the lifetime of Solomon.
我们就发现所罗门一生这个成功，在永恒的观点来讲是没有价值的。
And from the point of eternity, and his success has no value.
从属灵上来讲是没有价值的。
Spiritually speaking, his success has no value at all.
所以这就让我们想到我们需要追求的另外一种智慧。
Therefore, what we should try to pursue for
叫做上头的智慧。
Is the wisdom from above.
所以上头的智慧就是属神的智慧。
The wisdom from above, is godly.
因为智慧不同，所以人的意念就不同。
There's a different type of wisdom. Man has different mind, has different ambitions.
所以你看头脑不太一样，智慧不太一样，讲话他的思想不太一样。
You may even notice that man has different wisdom, give different points of opinions.
同样在做生意的场合，我们有时候你有体验过，你一谈话就知道，这个人很有智慧。
In the business world, a wise man give a very good opinion.
或者在学校的这个追求里面，你一谈就知道，这个人头脑很聪明。
In the school, we can see a smart student, is really sharp.
但是以赛亚书说神的意念高过人的意念。
But the will of the Lord is far more superior than man's will.
这个人的意念就是人在地上的想法。
The thought of man on this earth is very different from God's will or God's thought.
神的意念就是神在天上的想法。
The will of the Lord, is from above.
这有很大的差别。
And there are significant differences.
因为人看是看物质的。
Man only look into the material.
神看是看灵性的。
But God look into more spirituality.
人看是看这几十年的。
Man only focus on his lifetime.
但是神看是看永生。
But God looks into eternity.
人看是看现在。
A man only focus on the present, on now.
神看是看将来。
But God looks into the future.
所以因为这个整个观点不太一样，我们就发现神在判断一件事情的好坏跟人在判断一件事情好坏不一样。
Due to the different concept, different points of view, man's judgment and God's judgment are very different.
所以世界上的智慧很有价值，但是如果我们再从另外一个观点来看，更有价值是从天上来的。
The worldly wisdom is valuable. However, if we compare with the wisdom from above, it is more valuable.
好，我们接下来看箴言。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言的第三章
Proverbs chapter 3
箴言第三章十三节
Verse 13
好，得智慧得聪明的这个人变为有福。
Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding.
这里说得智慧的人这个人是有福气的。
Bible says that a blessed man who finds wisdom.
那整个箴言从第一章开始啊，它二十节，智慧在街上呼喊，在宽阔处发响声。
If we read from Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20, we see that wisdom calls aloud outside, there is a voice in the open squares.
智慧怎么会出生在呼喊呢？
And how can wisdom call aloud outside?
原来这个智慧，它把它拟人化，把它用人的这种形态把它表现出来。
And the author tried to use man's behavior to describe what wisdom is.
其实智慧就是神本身。
Wisdom is God, it's from God.
所以约伯记里面才说，认识神就是智慧。
Therefore, to know God is the beginning of wisdom as described in the book of Job.
智慧的泉源就是神。
The source of wisdom is God himself.
所以第一章二十节说，智慧在街上呼喊，其实也是指着说，神到处借着先知，借着这个传道人在呼喊。
Wisdom calls a lot outside means that through the prophet, God use all these utensils to proclaim and to declare and to preach.
要使人认识神，得到真智慧，这样来得福气。
If a man wants to have the true, a man will have true wisdom, then he will have the real blessing.
所以后面里面圣经里面才说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开始。
Therefore, the Bible says that to fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
这里所说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开始，这个智慧是指的属天的。属灵的属神的智慧。
Therefore, the wisdom that's described in the Proverbs is spiritual, godly, and from above.
有的人他没有敬畏神。
A lot of people who are not fear of God.
头脑还是很聪明。
They are still very smart, very intelligent.
书读得很好。
They have a good knowledge.
工作做得很有成就。
They have good jobs.
我们怎么能够说敬畏耶和华才是智慧的开始？
And how can we say that to fear God is the beginning of wisdom?
他听了也不服气。
And he will not agree.
我没有拜神，我比你更有成就。
I don't worship God, yet I have far more better success than you.
我没有敬拜神，我书比你读得更好。
I don't worship God, yet I have been so successful in my education.
但是这个敬畏神是智慧的开始，这是指着说属天的智慧的开始。
To fear God is the beginning of wisdom, and that wisdom refers to the wisdom from above.
这是更大的智慧。
It is the greatest wisdom that we should pursue for.
为什么这样说？
Why the Bible makes such a statement?
我们再回到箴言的第三章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 3 again.
十四节。
Verse 14.
得智慧的胜过得银子，他的利益强如精金。现在十四节开始做一个比较。
In verse 14, the author makes a comparison.
就是得智慧的胜过得银子。
Those who gains wisdom are better than the profit of silver.
他的利益强如精金。
And again, than fine gold.
在旧约时代，银子跟金子是最有价值的。
During the Old Testament time, silver and gold are the most valuable of metal.
圣经在描写所罗门的富强，叫做他的金银满地。
The Bible describes the wealth of Solomon, is that he has a lot of gold and silver.
那这个金银就是人有智慧，能够有所成就才能够积蓄成的。
Man has a wisdom that he will be able to make money to accumulate his wealth like silver and gold.
人如果没有属世的智慧，你有钱你也守不住。
If man doesn't have the worldly wisdom, there's no way he can keep his wealth.
有钱你也赚不到。
And he has no way to make money.
所以这个看起来，这个得智慧胜过银子，他利益强如精金。这个智慧是指的属神的、属天的。
Therefore, in verse 40, we can clearly see that.The wisdom is from above, is godly.
也就是用金银你买不到、换不到的，但是你得到真智慧，你就会得到。
Silver and gold can never exchange for wisdom, but if you have the wisdom, then you will have the wealth.
所以它的利益，它比它更强。
And of course, silver and gold, the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom are far more better, more superior than the silver and gold.
然后十五节就是比较一个结论。
Verse 15 gives the conclusion.
所以这个智慧比珍珠更宝贝。
She is more precious than rubies.
你一切所喜爱的都不能够与她比较。
On all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
你在世界上最喜欢什么？
What's the thing that you like most on this earth?
是知识吗？
Is that wisdom?
是权势吗
？Power?
是财富吗
？Well?
是享受吗
？Or the enjoyment?
是名利吗？
Or your titles,
你一切最喜爱的都不能够跟真智慧从神来的智慧比较。
Bible says that, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with the wisdom from above.
所以世界上如果有一个可以，你可以去追求，最值得追求的就是从上头来的智慧。
So on this earth, the most valuable thing a man should pursue for is the wisdom from above.
因为它带来的结果不是金银能够换得来的。
Silver and gold cannot buy.
好，那接下去他就实际在讲，到底带来生活有什么不同的结果。
And then continuously the author describes what are the differences and the man will gain.
十六节
，verse 16.
箴言第三章的十六节。
At Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16.
说他的右手有长寿，他的左手有富贵。
Length of days in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor.
世界上最长寿的人是谁？
And who is the longest, who has the longest life on this earth?
圣经里面记载是马图撒拉。
It's Methuselah.
他活969岁。
And he lived up to the age of 969 years old.
我们现在连活十分之一都没有。
We don't even live up to one tenth of his age.
如果你看到一个人96岁来教会聚会，我想大家肃然起敬。
If you will pay attention, and very amazed if a man,can live up to the age of 96 years old in our church.
但是969岁在神的眼中好像连一天都不如，因为神看一天，一千年如一日。
But in the eyes of God, a man who can live up to 969 years old is not even one day, because God treats 1,000 years just like a day.
所以在神的眼中，马杜撒拉他的生命也是很短的。
In the eyes of God, even a man can live up to 969 years old is so short and temporary.
但是这里说，智慧的右手有长寿。
But the Bible says that length of days is in her right hand.
那最长寿的是谁？
And who has the longest life?
拉撒路。
Lazarus.
拉撒路活着的时候，身无分文啊。
When Lazarus was alive, he was penniless.
连一点东西买来吃都没有，他要吃财主桌上掉下来的东西。
And he couldn't even have money to buy anything, and only had to eat the leftover, the crumbs from the desk.
主耶稣说，这个拉撒路死的时候到亚伯拉罕怀里面享受福气。
After Lazarus passed away, he enjoyed in the bosom of Abraham.
他在乐园里面还是活着。
And he's still living in paradise.
所以因为拉撒路是一个很有智慧的人。
Since Lazarus was a wise man.
你想想看，当他在财主的这个桌下吃东西的时候。
And when he was begging under the table of the rich man.
那自尊心在哪里？
And where was his self-respect?
他的自尊已经被踏在地上了。
And he has no self-respect at all.
被人看作乞丐，人还有什么自尊？
And when a person was treated as a beggar, where was his self-respect?
但是拉撒路他是一个很有智慧的人。
But he was a very wise man.
在最卑贱当中，他不移动他的信仰。
When even he lived in such a poor conditions, his faith was never changed.
这个就是他的聪明。
And this is his wisdom.
他知道人在世界好像在演戏。
You know that man on this earth is just like it's just like a play.
你演财主两个小时，你下台你不一定是财主。
If you are an actor and acting as a rich man, and after the show is over, you're no longer a rich man.
但是你演乞丐下台，你不一定是乞丐。
But after a beggar that came off stage, he will no longer be a beggar.
所以拉撒路在最困难的环境里面，他抓住神紧紧不放。
Even in such an awkward situation and condition, Lazarus still grabs the Lord firm and tightly.
这个叫做上头的智慧。
And he has wisdom from above.
所以带给他就是长寿。
And what he gained is longevity, it was long life.
在神的国里面有得到永生。
In the kingdom of God, he had a long life.
这是真的，智慧的啊，右手有长寿。
This is what the Bible says that length of days is in her right hand.
如果你希望得到永生
，if a man wants to gain long life,
我们要有属灵的智慧。
We must have the spiritual wisdom.
要抓住神。
We have to grab the Lord firmly.
什么都不能够使你离开神。
And nothing can change our faith.
为着今生一点点好处，你放弃了神，你表面上很聪明啊，赚了很多的钱，但是是最愚蠢的一个人。
And for the benefit of this world, a man forsake God and depart from God, he is the most foolish one.
因为我们没有永生。
Because we do not gain and we lose the long life.
因为失去了真智慧。
And we don't have the true wisdom.
那这个十六节的下半句说，他的左手有富贵。
The second portion, verse 16, Proverbs chapter 3 says that in the left hand riches and honor.
这个英文跟中文翻都很好，富贵啊，这讲两件事情。
The English translation also give make a very good work.
富就是丰富
，riches means means abundant.
贵就是尊贵。
And honor means he has a high status.
智慧的左手有富贵。
And in her left hand, riches and honor.
丰富跟尊贵。
He is plentiful and high ranking status.
圣经里面谁最有钱？
An elegancy. Who is the richest man?
如果照耶稣讲这个比喻啊，财主最有钱。
And according to the parable made by Jesus Christ, the rich man was wealthy.
因为在当时的世代，他能够穿紫色袍。
He could wear the purple robe.
而且天天奢华宴乐。
He enjoys, he had a good feast every day.
连主耶稣也说，他生前享过福。
And this rich man enjoyed his life when he was alive.
但是等他死了以后，
After he passed away,
他在阴间里面连一滴水都没有。
Whereas in Hades, he couldn't even have a drop of water.
所以在灵界里面，他真的很富有吗？
In the spiritual world, was he still a rich man?
他连一滴水都没有.
He couldn't even have a drop of water.
他是最贫穷的一个人.
And he was the poorest man in the spiritual world.
那什么样的人最富足?
And who is the rich man?
就是一个人懂得去追求神.
A person who knows to pursue God.
所以圣经里面说，他要丰丰富富进天国.
And he will enter heavenly kingdom. With abundant life.
彼得在年纪大的时候，他一直追鼓励人要追求。
When Peter was growing old, he asked the believers to pursue.
不是追求世界的。
Not to pursue for the world.
在灵性上也是一直追求。
They have to pursue and uplift the spirituality.
有信心要加上有德性。
With good faith and good morality.
有德性。
Good virtue.
要加上有知识。
And with good wisdom.
有知识要加上有节制。
And with self-control.
有节制要加上有敬虔。
And with the heart of sincerity.
有敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心。
And also to love brothers and sisters.
他说，你们如果这样做，你们就会丰丰富富进天国。
And if you can do so, then you will have an abundant life to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以一个最聪明的人，就是在活着的时候，一直懂得去追求灵性，一直在进步。
A wise man who's still alive, he will have the desire to pursue for the uplift of his spirituality.
因为这个在将来会有很丰富的荣耀。
And he will have the higher honor when he was in the heavenly kingdom.
圣经说，义人在神的国要发光像太阳。
And the righteous man will shine like sun ray in the heavenly kingdom.
那这个义人不是说生下来就是义人。
A man was not a born righteous one.
我爸爸是义人，所以我生下来没有问题，我也是义人。
It's not because my father was a righteous man, then I was also a born righteous one.
我们生来都是罪人。
We were all born sinners.
被罪性所充满，人是毫无良善可言。
We were filled by sins, and there was no righteous man on this earth at all.
那人会成为义人，这是因为不断一直靠神，一直在追求的。
Why the man can become a righteous man? The reason is that he keep on pursuing and try to uplift his purity.
这种人在天国要发光像太阳。
Then this kind of person will shine. In the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个人就是有智慧，因此他的左手有丰富。
He is then a wise man, just like in verse 16. In his land of day is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor.
还有尊贵。
And he has the honor.
贵就是尊贵。
Which means elegancy.
大家都喜欢尊贵。
Everyone likes elegancy and honor.
所以你看，我们来到美国，不是一直要爬往这个。 这个忠诚社会吗?
When we come to this country, we all try to climb up, try to escalate, and try to improve our status, change our status.
但是因为受到种族文化言语的影响，挤不到上层社会，但是至少在忠诚社会，你也比下层好。
Due to the cultural differences and the language barriers, we still try to maintain in the middle class level.
好，但这里说我们。 如果我们有智慧，我们的左手就有富贵。
The Bible says that if we have wisdom, then in her left hand riches and honor. Stated in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16.
什么样的人最尊贵？
And what is an elegant man?
圣经说，做神的儿子最尊贵。
An elegant man is a person who is a child of God.
什么样的人最卑贱？
And what is the person in the lowest man?
罪人最卑贱。
A sinner is a low class person.
所以你每一次看到电影电视里面在拍这个人的犯罪啦，头都盖起来都不敢让人看。
A lot of time when we saw in televisions when the criminal or the suspect was arrested, he tried to cover up his face.
如果有一个孩子犯罪被关到监牢里面，他的父母一定不会对人说：“你看，我孩子被关到监牢。”When a
child was in jail, the parent will never boast the others that, oh, look, my son or my daughter was in jail now, and how proud am I?
都是一直在遮盖，不知道他到哪里去旅行，其实已经被加到监牢了。
And the man always tried to cover up his or her shame.
因为罪人是卑贱的。
A sinner is shameful.
那谁是罪人？
And who is a sinner?
圣经说，圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
Everyone is surrounded by sin.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Men all committed sins and they offended God.
所以不要看我们现在人穿得很漂亮，开很好的房子。 住很好房子，开很好车子，在神面前都是罪人。
We do not just simply look at the outer appearances and successes of men. They live in good houses, they have a good job, they have a lot of wealth. But in the eyes of God, they are all sinners.
是没有灵性的，是卑贱的。
And they are actually very lowly and have they are.Actually in the lowest class.
在以西结书里面说，这是死人的骨头。
These are the dead man bones.
在神的面前没有价值，也没有生命。
In the eyes of God, sinners have no values.
那现在我们认识的智慧
，But now we have the spiritual wisdom.
智慧就是神
，And the wisdom is God.
也就是主耶稣
，Who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得到了救恩
，When we have the salvation.
主把我们的罪洗干净
The Lord wash away our sin.
称我们做他的儿女
，And we became His children.
是圣灵给我做凭据
，He gave us the Holy Spirit as the evidence.
在灵界里面差遣天使来看顾我们
，In the spiritual world, He sent angels to protect us and to look after us.
将来能够回到荣耀的天国去
，And in the end, we'll be able to return to the heavenly kingdom.
所以圣经说，我们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
We are the highest priest, and we are the 75 kingdom of God.
这个就是智慧的结果。
And this is the result of wisdom.
他的左手有丰富，有尊贵。
His left hand had riches and honor.
好，我们再看箴言是第三章的十七节。
Let's continue to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17.
说他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
这里说智慧所走过的道路有两个很重要的结果。
The path that the wisdom walked through have two results.
第一个很喜乐，第二个很平安。
The pleasantness and peace.
这个到底怎么说？
How do we explain this?
如果一个人用属神的智慧来引导他走人生的道路
If a man walks his way with the spiritual wisdom
你在他的生活中可以看到两个事情
You then will be able to see two things happen in his life
第一个他是一个很喜乐的人
Firstly, he will be a very joyous person
那这个喜乐不是金银买得到的
And money cannot buy for that kind of joy
你把它想想看在一个家庭里面最多笑声的是什么样的家庭
In a family where you can expect to see the most happiness
不一定是最有钱的家庭
Not necessarily the rich family
好我们再想我们自己的一生
Just take a look of our life
你的一生你觉得最快乐一段时间是什么时候
When is your most joyous moment
不一定是你钱财最多的时候
Not necessarily the time when you make a lot of money
所以这个快乐不是喜乐，这个不是金银能够买得到的。
Money cannot buy pleasantness.
好，但这个喜乐是智慧所走的道路的一个副产品。
But this is the byproduct the path walked by wisdom.
如果我们用智慧来引导我们的生活，来引导我们的家庭，你的家庭里面充满着喜乐。
If we use spiritual wisdom to guide our footsteps.And our family will have the spiritual joy.
为什么
？Why?
原因很简单。
That's a very simple reason.
神就是喜乐的泉源。
God is the source of joy.
如果一个人有属灵的智慧
，If a person has a spiritual wisdom,
能够把全家大小引导进入神的里面
，and he can guide his entire family into the Lord.
他的家庭就充满着喜乐
，and his family will be full of joy.
所以圣经里面说，我们要以神为乐。
And we should have joy, we should treat the Lord as the source of happiness.
神真的是我们喜乐的泉源。
God is indeed the source of happiness.
当一个人被圣灵充满
When a man is filled with the Holy Spirit,
第一个果子
The first fruit,
仁爱
is a love.
第二个果子
Secondly,
喜乐
Joy,
就是被神充满的人他充满着喜乐。
If a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he will have joy.
当一个人被神的道理充满
If a person is filled with the words of God,
他的生活充满着喜乐
And his life will be full of joy.
所以约翰一书里面说
Therefore, it says that in 1 John,
我们现在看约翰一书的第一章
Let's refer to 1 John,
约翰一书的第一章
1 John,
第三节，
chapter 1 verse 3.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交。第四节
verse 4.
我们将这个话写给你们，使你们的喜乐可以充足。约翰说，我将这个话写给你们。
John said that I wrote this, I declare to you.
让你们能够有团契。
That, that you also may have fellowship with us.
使你们的喜乐可以充足。
And your joy may be full.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，信徒大家在见证神的恩典，在述说对神的道理的认识。
In the church, when we share our testimony and our spiritual joy with the brothers and sisters.
完了之后大家很喜乐。
And everyone will be benefited and will have the spiritual joy.
所以有好几次这个我们办这个家庭的布道会。
In several occasions when we have the family evangelism.
我发现那个布道会完了大家都很喜乐。
And I discovered that after the service, everybody was very joyous.
那些弟兄姊妹在见证神的道，见证神的恩典，讲到最后自己也很感动，很喜乐。
Even brothers and sisters who testifies were touched by his or her own testimony.
那如果那一段时间你回到家里面去看电视连续剧，那个结果绝对不一样。
If at the same time you are at home watching televisions and doing some other worldly works, and you will have a different kind of joy.
所以智慧它的道路是喜乐的。
Therefore, as we just read in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16, her ways are ways of pleasantness.
从圣灵来，从道理来。
She's from the Holy Spirit.
还有从神的爱来。
It's from the love of God.
如果我们常常觉得神很爱我，
if we always can, if we can always sense to the love of God,
我们就会觉得很喜乐。
And we will have joy.
先看罗马书第五章。
Let's refer to Romans.
罗马书第五章。
The epistle to the Romans, the epistle to the Romans, chapter 5.
第三节。罗马书第五章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3.
不但就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为患难生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
忍耐生劳练，劳练生盼望。第五节。
Verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。我们大家都很怕患难。
We are all afraid of tribulations.
患难就是指着你遇到生病，遇到不顺利的事情。
Tribulations, is the situation of kind of, all this, when we are, facing adversity.
但是这个保罗说，患难中也欢欢喜喜的。
But Paul says that even in tribulation, you should enjoy.
那为什么患难中也可以欢欢喜喜的？
Why the person can still be joyous when he was in tribulation?
到第五节就讲原因了。
Verse 5 gives the reason.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以人在患难当中，你祷告神的爱充满你里面，你会觉得神很爱你。
Even a person with a tribulation, and through the prayer and the love of God and the Holy Spirit of God was outpoured in your heart, you can still be joyous.
那神让我遇到患难是为了让我们得到好处。
Therefore, when a person faces tribulation, it is still beneficiary.
所以我们患难不是永久，有一个盼望会过去的。
Tribulation is not forever and it will be gone.
那在感受神的爱的时候，你心就开了。
When a person can sense to the love of God and his heart will be open, he will be released.
神这么爱我，我还怕什么？
God, since God loved me so much indeed, there's nothing for me to be afraid of.
患难也是出于他的慈爱。
Even tribulation is from the love of God.
所以也有喜乐。
Therefore, a person can still enjoy, can still have joy, even though he was in tribulation.
因此，这个有属灵智慧的人，就是在患难中更抓紧神的人。
If a person, when a person has in tribulations, but have the spiritual wisdom, he will be able to grasp the Lord firmly and tightly.
因为他走过的道路是喜乐的。
Because, the reason is that her ways are ways of pleasantness.
他接下去说，他的路是平安的。
Also stated in verse 17, and all her paths. A peace.
主耶稣来世界，天使在报佳音。
During the birth of Jesus Christ, the angels came to deliver the good messages.
说在至高之处, 荣耀归给神。
In the highest place, the all of the glory is given to God.
在地上平安要归给他所喜悦的人。
And the peace will be given to those on earth.
要借着主耶稣的出生, 平安要归给他所喜悦的人。
And the birth of Jesus Christ will bring peace to man.
主耶稣就是智慧的化身。
And Jesus Christ is the source of wisdom.
就是智慧的泉源。
And he is wisdom.
所以要借着主耶稣的智慧, 让我们得到平安。
And the wisdom of Lord Jesus Christ will give us peace.
那这个平安的原文另外一个翻译就是和平。
And another translation of peace is to live in harmony.
这个和平指着人际之间的关系。
It also refers to the interpersonal relationship.
那平安指着心灵上的一种很安详的状态。
Peace means a man truly have a real peace and harmony.
这个两个有绝对的关系。
And these have a close relationship.
如果一个家庭里面没有和睦，没有和平。
If a family has no peace and the members do not live in great harmony,
这个家庭怎么会有平安？
And how can this family have peace?
一个家庭要感觉到非常平安，一定是非常和睦的。
If a family has peace, and the members will definitely live in great harmony.
那要怎么让一个家庭能够很和睦？
And how can a family live in harmony?
要有上头的智慧。
It must have the wisdom from above.
不是地上的智慧。
It is not the wisdom of this world.
地上的智慧越聪明，问题越多。
The secular of wisdom will not bring peace.
如果夫妻搞不来，处不来。
For instance, if husband and wife cannot get along well,
那太太就很聪明，就回去联络娘家，怎么样来对付她先生。
And the wife called her parents and tried to find how to deal with her husband.
那先生更聪明，联络他的父亲，怎样来斗讨他的媳妇。
And then her husband also tried to contact his parents and find out what is the strategy to deal with his wife.
所以两方都有智囊团给他下计谋。
And they all have advisors and consultants battle with each other.
都很聪明。
They are all very intelligent people.
到最后只有一个结果，离婚。
But there's only one conclusion at the end, divorcement.
因为这不是从上头来的智慧。
Because this is not the wisdom from above.
所以这个 主耶稣来要带给人和平平安, 这是要上头来的智慧才有。
Jesus Christ came of this world bringing us peace and harmony, and which is also the wisdom from above.
请看雅各书第三章。
Let's refer to James
13节。 雅各书第三章的13节。
James chapter 3 verse 13.
你们中间谁有智慧有见识的，他就在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。14节。你们若活着苦读嫉妒纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的属情欲的属鬼谋的。16节。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。这里讲说地上的智慧。
And verse 15 describes the early wisdom.
常常带给人苦读嫉妒纷争。
For where envy and seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there.
甚至也会自夸。
And man will even boast.
也会说谎话来抵挡真道。
And they will even lie to deny and to resist the truth.
那这种智慧带来就是嫉妒纷争扰乱坏事。
But we can see the early wisdom will result envy, self-seeking exists, confusion, and evil things.
那这个是属地、属情欲、属鬼谋的。
And these are and the worldly wisdom is early, sensual, and demonic.
所以有时候聪明人太多，反而不容易和平。
A lot of times, there are too many wise men that will not live in greater harmony.
因为那个聪明是地上的。
Because the wisdom is early.
但是上头来的智慧就是主耶稣的智慧。
The wisdom from above is the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
17节说,
stated in verse 17.
先是清洁的。
But the wisdom that's from above is first pure.
再来是和平的。
Then peaceable.
所以一个人如果有上头的智慧，你发现这个人到最后跟大家都很和睦。
If a person has a wisdom from above, and he will live in harmony with the others.
如果家庭里面每一个人都认识耶稣，有上头的智慧，每一个人照神的旨意来做，家庭是很和睦的。
If a person in every household a member has the wisdom from above, they will live in harmony.
如果一个教会大家都认识主耶稣，明白他的旨意，教会是很和睦的。
If everybody in the church can sense to the will of the Lord, they will all live in harmony.
所以智慧所走出来的道路是和平的，是和睦的。
That's the reasons why the path walked by the wisdom is pleasantness and peace.
那因为这个走过的道路是和睦的，所以下面的一个结果就是很平安。
Since the path walked by our wisdom is pleasantness and peace, then all the believers and everyone will live in great harmony.
因为当人与人之间能够成就和睦的时候，人跟神之间才会和平。
If man and man can live in greater harmony,Then man will have a better relationship with God.
如果人跟人之间处不来，人跟神就有问题。
If man and man cannot get along well, then they will have a poor relationship with God.
因为人跟人如果处不来，就是表示我们没有行神的道，你才会处不来。
If a man and man cannot get along well with the others, meaning that they do not walk in the path of God.
如果一个人行神的道，所到的地方不会有问题的。
If a man walks in the path of the Lord,Then they will have a good relationship with the Lord, and they will have no problem.
那如果我们不行神的道，我们跟神之间就有问题。
If we do not walk in the path of the Lord, we don't have good relationship with God.
所以平安，这个智慧所走过的道路是和睦的。
Therefore, just mentioned in Proverbs 3 verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
然后带给我们一种享受，就是心灵很平安。
And then it will result.A real peaceful mind in our heart.
家庭很平安。
And the family will live in greater harmony.
人际关系很和睦。
And he will have a better interpersonal relationship.
所以箴言里面才说。
Therefore, it's stated in Proverbs.
我们再回到箴言的第三章。
Chapter 3,
14节。
Verse 14.
说得智慧胜过银子，利益强如金金。
For he profits are better than the profits of silver, and the gain than fine gold.
她比珍珠宝贝，比一切喜爱都不足以比较。
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
她的右手有长寿。
Land of days in her right hand.
她的左手有富贵。
In her left hand, riches.
她的道路是喜乐平安。
Ways are ways of pleasantness, and all the paths are peace.
所以智慧最宝贵。
Therefore, the wisdom from above is the most precious.
当我们有很多的时间精力在追求今生的成就、世界上的富足、知识的增加的时候，不要忘记，智慧是决定性的关键。
If we try to spend our time and effort to pursue for the worldly wealth, the worldly knowledge and the wisdom, and we should also bear in mind that we should never neglect the wisdom from above.
智慧是决定你人生是不是很幸福一个决定性的关键。
Actually, wisdom from above will make a determination whether we live in a proper life and a peaceful life and a joyous life or not.
那神的智慧就是耶稣。
The wisdom of God is also Jesus Christ.
也就是要花时间来追求神，要认识耶稣。
We should spend more time to pursue God and spend more time to know who Jesus is.
我们生活就会有智慧。
Then our life will be full of wisdom, spiritual wisdom.
很多的这个好处都跑出来了。
And we will enjoy a lot of the spiritual benefits.
1999年将要结束。
The year of 1999 is coming to an end.
我们想想，我们几十年已经过去了。
Let's try to take a close look of our past life.
我们余下的光阴要像摩西一样，好好数算自己的日子。
We should count our days properly as Moses mentioned.
怎样得着智慧的心？
And how can we gain the spiritual wisdom in the future of our life?
用属灵的智慧来过我们的下半生。
And then we live with spiritual wisdom.